Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to this next episode where we're going to talk about the top 10 tips to get good at bonding with your horse. Well, first of all, I'd like to ask if you've listened to episode number 28. I talk there about Zero on Expectations, which is actually a program that I've developed over the years, teaching people how to create and grow a better bond and relationship with their horses. So this absolutely has a relation to that. But I thought it'd be really nice to just talk about and elaborate on top 10 tips how to bond with your horse or horses. So tip number one is that we really have to make time for it. Now, the time can vary. It might be 5 minutes, it might be 2 hours, it might be all day. This is something you can decide on, but the main point is that when you do decide to allocate some time, including the tips that are to follow, the ideas behind them, that you really do let go to that idea. You really let go and be in the moment with the horse and just let that bonding kind of take place. So like I said, it can be 5 minutes, but then you really, you know, have to be mindful and really let go. And of course, 5 minutes over 3 days is 15 minutes in total. 15 minutes is more than zero. All right, so make time for it and really, you know, and the best times to do this is, you know, when they're having their food, or, you know, it's a really wet and windy day, or it's super, super hot. But also just in general, without relation to, for example, the weather, but also just because you really want to put time into it and you really make the time for it. So tip number one is make time for it. Tip number two is put zero on your expectations. Now, this is a big one because I call it zero on expectations. It stands for zero is for Z. On, of course, is O, and E is expectations. It's actually my name, Zoe. But the idea of this part right here now is probably the most questions that I get from people when they are trying to use zero on expectations to bond with their horse. Here's the deal. When we start to open up and really look at the relationship of our horses, and if indeed what we perceive is a bond is actually true, sometimes we're disappointed in the results. If I put zero expectations on a horse and it walks away, that's actually the truth right there. I've stripped away my expectations, but the horse has walked away. Now, don't be alarmed by this. Please, please, please. What you're doing is you're starting to realize that, oh dear, that's actually what my horse thinks about me. And then it's a beautiful thing because you can actually start to work on it. You can start to recognize, okay, my horse really doesn't want to be with me when they're loose and free. Because I promise you, if you put time into my program, Zero on Expectations, it's available in my online training academy, and really put the time into that, you're going to start to see changes because you've emphasized it. And the following tips will certainly help that already. Another thing, when you put zero on expectations, let's say the horse does walk away, to not be disappointed. Please don't be disappointed. The horses are brutally honest, if we allow them to be. It's quite confronting. But at the end of the day, you are learning to look, listen, and hear what your horse is trying to tell you and turn that around into a positive thing. So tip number three is actually the beginning of what else you can do, and that is just simply hang out. Hang out at the gate of their pasture. Go in the pasture, but don't have any expectations of them coming to you or leaving. Just be there. Hang out in their stable, sit in the corner, read a book, listen to music. Zero expectations on them. Hanging out is what horses do best with each other. Okay, so if you can grasp the concept that your very presence, being around, is acknowledged by them. They don't have to look at you, but they know you are there. In my training program, Zero on Expectations, I talk about close range and long range. Knowing the difference between, like, when the horse catches you on their bond. So if your horse recognizes you from a distance, you've got a bond. They see your silhouette. Some horses know the sound of their owner's cars pulling up. You know, that's right there is a bond. Close range. If you're in a close proximity of your horse and they always come over and say hi or look your way, fantastic. That is a bond right there. That is them acknowledging your very existence and your relationship between them. If your horse does not acknowledge you at long range or close range distance, it's not to say that you don't have a bond. It's tricky because it just means that your horse is making a decision not to recognize that you are there. But again, when you put time and emphasis on your actual bond, this will pay off. It will put money in the bank and your horse will start to see you very, very differently. Tip number four, don't touch them when you're doing Zero on Expectations. Oh, this is a big one. It is so hard for people to not touch their horses. Oh, I don't know why, but if you know, put your hands in your pockets if you have to. One of the things I advise not to do when you're working on your bond with your horse is to actually be on your phone, texting, searching the internet, being on your socials, because this really is another form of distraction. And could even, although in a sense we're trying to ignore the horse in such a way that we become attractive, you don't want to go to a place in your heart and mind where you're, I don't know, watching strange or horrible or, you know, videos that are taking you so far away that you're not actually in the moment with the horse anymore. So I absolutely do not recommend searching and using your phone, but absolutely listening to music on your earphones and stuff like that, but not touching them. Now, what to do if the horse starts to touch you? Well, try not to touch them back, but just very gently clear your space. You can do this in several ways. If you're sitting down, you can start to, you know, slap your thighs with your hands to clear your space. You can gently lift your elbows and swing them left to right to clear your space. You can even lift your arms up, pretend to yawn. Lots of different ways by using rhythmic pressure to guide them out of your space. If it starts to get to the point of being a bit dangerous, then the horse, unfortunately, is lacking, therefore, a little bit of education in that area. And that's something you can also take into consideration in your future trainings. Horses should not be in our pockets looking for candies on demand. This is something that I see often as well. So you have to think about changing the way you use your candies and how you interact with your horse. It's very, very important because it can be confusing to them. And then when you all of a sudden say, nope, you can't have that now, but you did say that they could the day before, you are confusing. You are getting to the point where the horse has different questions about who you are as their guider, parent, teacher, and very best friend. So try not to touch them. Horses, especially when they live in group herd environments, they don't really touch each other unless they are sending each other away, talking the way they do. That means a little nip or a little raise of the hind leg, stuff like that. They will basically just do their thing until they are making a communication. Then, of course, sometimes horses will groom each other, sometimes horses will play with each other, all of these kind of things. But for the most part, as a herd, as a unit, they are not really touching each other. They don't even really look at each other if you pay attention to that. So if you're going to work on your bonding, sometimes it's very nice, very important to just quite simply pretend you're a horse. Be like a horse. Become a little bit species specific. You will be amazed at what you will learn. And that leads me to tip number five. Observe. Observe them while you're there. How do they use their mouth? Do they smell something before they eat it? Do they blink while they eat? Do they even look at anything while they eat? Do their ears twitch? Do their ears listen? How often do they breathe? How often do they lift their head up to look around? How often do they not do that? How often do they call out for a friend? If they do call out for a friend constantly, well, then of course there's something wrong there and you have to look into that anyways. How often do they go to the toilet? You can just pay attention to so many things. And also, if they live in a group herd environment, you can just constantly watch, observe, learn about how they interact with each other. I promise you, it is super fascinating. If you're doing what I call solo bonding, so you're on your own with your horse sitting in the stable, then just observe them. And then if you repeat the sessions more and more over time, monitor, maybe even take notes of the changes in the behavior of your horse. I spoke about my horse Mia in episode 28, Zero on Expectations. What she did and how my relationship and bond with her changed over consecutive sessions, where she would be standing in the stable as far away from me as possible with her nose in the corner. She could not stand me, if I can be honest. And then over a period of time, she would quite literally put me under her belly to kind of, I don't know, bring me into her world and to cradle me in this magnificent, majestic, beautiful place. It used to make me cry because it was such a massive turnaround. But that was not something that happened overnight. That also was not something that happened just purely from these bonding exercises. That also happened because I was looking and willing to change many, many other things that I was doing as well in order for it all to work. So remember, this is not magic, but it is the beginning of magic. Tip number 6, learn how to listen. Just quite simply listen to them. Listen to them eating. Listen to them swallowing. Listen if they do call. Acknowledge or recognize actually that when horses do call to each other, it's because they're sincerely worried, where is my friend? Or they're incredibly emotional. So learn to listen. Again, by just listening, you learn so much about this wonderful animal. Then tip number 7 is being open to learning. If you observe something, just learn about it. Because sometimes what I find as a teacher, instructor and coach, people learn things, but they don't store it in order to actually use it later or remember to, you know, oh, that's happening because, you know. So be willing to be open to learn. Again, if it's something you're not liking to learn, like your horse walking away or not being wanting to be in your space, just be open to it. Or if your horse is coming over and invading your pockets for candies, learn about it and start to recognize that that's probably applicable in other areas of your work together too. If your horse stays close, knows you are there, looks at you frequently, my gosh, you are blessed, and it is absolutely one of the most beautiful feelings in the world. But, you know, I even know people that have that kind of relationship with their horses, but they don't see it. They don't see it. And that's because they're not open to learning. So I really invite you to just be open to that. Tip number 8, the big one, be in the moment. Now, we've already spoke about not using your phone. Listening to music is fine. Listening to the birds singing, especially this time of the year in spring. Listen to the wind, whatever. But try your best to be in the moment, not worrying about the past, not thinking about what you've got to do in the future. Just really hang out. If you're kind of following all of the tips I've said so far, you're going to be in the moment anyway. As humans, it is very normal for our minds to drift. Okay, so even, you know, in yoga, meditation will teach you that your mind will always drift. It's just that what you're doing is you're creating a kind of awareness about it and are able to recognize it and bring your thoughts back if you want to. Or not. So this leads me to tip number 9. It's a good opportunity to practice mindfulness, mindful of your thoughts, mindful of your projections to your horses, mindful of your positive energy, mindful of your negative energy, mindful of the environment, mindful of how the horses are interacting with each other. Create absolute mindfulness in your bubble while you're in the moment with these amazing animals. And tip number 10, just remember to smile while you count your blessings, because if you are fortunate enough to even be around horses on a day-to-day basis or 3-4 days a week, one day a week, you are blessed. They don't even have to be your own horses. If you have this opportunity, please, please count your blessings, because there are many, many people in the entire world, including lots of children, who only dream of having the opportunity that you have. So if your horse looks your way, you smile and count your blessings. If your horse walks away, you still smile and count your blessings. You count your blessings on the fact that you've just learned something and now you are gonna change it. So those are my top 10 tips teaching you how to get good at bonding with your horse. I really hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'm going to close the door on it now and leave you to get on with the rest of your day or your evening. And I really hope you are doing fine. Thanks for listening, and join me next Friday for my very next episode.
You have been listening to Zoe's Horse Bites podcast. Powered by Get Good With Horses courses and online training academy by Zoe Code.